He's on his way. He's walking in. There he is.
Morning.
Hey, Scott.
Morning.
Reds are in first place. Let's call the season off.
I told Howard the other day to look at the box scores and take a picture because you might not see it again.
All right. There's no reason not to be hopeful until proved differently. Life is kind of like that. Anything you all want to talk about before I get started?
One thing. I'm going to sell all my Red tickets now before, you know, because I didn't get a premium for them. You know, it's nothing like selling high and buying low.
So your market timing is what you're telling me.
Well, no, there's no market timing. It's just the right time.
Okay. All right.
Rob, just so you know, Patty's out yesterday and today. She just called. She just got diagnosed with the flu, so we'll probably lose her for the rest of the week.
I went through that. You'll lose her for the rest of the week, and she'll be not feeling great next week. It's pretty nasty what's going around. All right, time's going by in a hurry. This is week 11. I want to confirm the goal that we talked about last week about the scheduling. The scheduling will start May the 1st. Scott and Howard will each have 10 clients that are launched. Now, launched is three things. They're in the schedule. That doesn't mean they're in the schedule on May 1st. It just means they're in the schedule. Your blue folder is completed. That's your folder, the folder that you keep about your client. And the red folder for the client is ready to give to the client the next time that you see them. That's how I'm measuring launched. We still in agreement on that goal?
100%.
All right. Now, that's 13 business days away, not counting today. Have you made any progress since our last call?
Sure. As far as we have, but Patty hasn't made the calls yet, but I'm still convinced if she's here, you know, next Monday, that gives her 2 full weeks to make 20 appointments. I think it's doable.
Okay. What about the folders? Any progress on the folders?
I don't know. I know we agreed on what was going in them and all that. I just don't think they've been built. But I can't imagine building 10 folders in 2 weeks with five of us can't be accomplished.
I agree with you. But I accept the fact, Howard, that you all got a lot of other stuff going on, too. You've got to make this a priority. To get it
for
done.
Sure, and I think your point of making it 10 makes it doable. If you said it was 20 each, I think that'd be scary. But I think saying it's 10 and we make it a priority, we'll get it done.
Yeah, that's why we make it 10. The red folder, I would assume, is the same as the blue folder. You know what's going in it. You just haven't. You don't know where it is. Okay. Now, before those folders can be built, you got to identify the 10 clients.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Goals are good. Breaking them into small goals is how you get them done. Scott, Howard, we're all in agreement on the goal for getting this thing launched.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Here were the goals you gave me in week one. You want to be more proactive, and then you said we give great service, but we haven't branded it yet. Are you feeling progress toward those goals?
For sure. And especially when you start telling people the story, I think they understand and they like the idea of being, one, proactive, and I think the idea of, you know, the service orientation, I think they like.
And what both of you have shared with me is, as you have made these calls, people are are liking them. Good things are happening. I don't have those. I have those in the notes from a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember them specifically, but Howard, have you had any difficult calls when you've reached out to tell people what you and Scott are doing?
No, the opposite. So I talked to this one who is a large client, Dr. Shaw, last week, and when I told him about the supernova, he said, oh, so you're trying to look to grow. I have three or four doctors who follow everything I do. Would you like to talk to them? Yeah, I'd like to talk to them.
Oh. that's like a trick question.
Yeah.
He asked you. Let me make sure I heard what you said. You called the doctor, told him what you were doing, and he said you got three doctors who follow everything he does, so they're basically free riding on your advice, it sounds like, and ask you if you wanted to meet those three doctors. Have I got that right?
That's correct.
Wow.
But back to your point, the point of the whole thing is he's been with us a year and a half, almost 2 years now. He didn't know what we did, He hadn't thought about it, and he just solidified it for him.
Wow, I'm really, gosh, I'm so proud of what y'all are doing. You had a really good practice to begin with, and now it's just getting better. People know what you do. That gets back to what you said in week one. We give great service. We just haven't branded it. Now you've branded it. Have you set up anything with those docs yet?
No, he hasn't given me the names. It was literally, I don't know what day, it's Friday or something last week I talked to him. It might be Monday, I don't remember.
Okay, now, he's busy. You may have to remind him again. You remember that referral sheet that goes in your blue folder where you keep track of referrals? You would write that in there so you can always follow up and you know exactly where you stand. Great, great, great story. All right.
So that's a good idea to put on there as a reminder.
Yeah, everything you do with a client regarding referrals, you write it on that sheet so you can always know where you stand, making sure, Howard, that when someone refers you that you close the loop. We met with Dr. Smith the other day. We had a really nice conversation. Thank you for putting us together. You don't divulge what you talked about. That's none of his business, but it is his business that he refers somebody to you and you call him back and tell him where that stands. All right.
Rob, one quick side note. I think we might have mentioned this before, but we've done this as a practice in the past, that when we do get a referral and it's, again, back to the criteria that we set up, $500,000, so forth and so on, we've made a $100 donation to a charity of the referrer's choice in their honor.
I think that's a great idea. That's a quality way to say thank you, and probably keeps it in their mind a little longer that you all are open for you're open for new business. Good stuff. All right. One of your goals in week one, and we had 2 week ones if you remember, was to add $8 million or $75,000 in fees. For each of you, are you tracking that to see how you're doing with that?
Yeah, we track every month. It's funny. I haven't put together March yet. If I had to guess, it's probably 6 or 7 million through March, but I'm not sure. I'll tell you next call.
Okay, good. So you're growing. You're getting the structure. All right, let's move on. Let's look at the. Let's look at the practice overview. Do you have that in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. I sent it back to you. Minor adjustments. The only thing I would change, and I was reading this this morning, is in that first paragraph, you say Donald Kaplan began his career in 62. He was the co-founder of the family partnership with Scott, his nephew, in 81. Is it important that people know that Scott is Donald's nephew?
Well, we've always held out ourselves as a family partnership.
Okay, I get it.
Together as family.
Okay, that pulls it all together, Scott. I got it. Okay, terrific. What I would add is I would put Scott Litwin, his nephew, in 1981. I just think it's a little more professional to put your last name up there. In that part. But I like everything else. So, you all have, is this in compliance, or are you waiting for the final draft?
Yeah, Peter and I spoke with her on Friday. She's on vacation this week. I haven't given her these last couple changes, but she does have, you know, the basic beliefs, all that's kind of stayed the same. So it'll take a while. We can have it in the folder May 1, and we can get it approved later. It'll be okay.
Okay, good. You're on top of that. Now, again, how are you going to use this practice overview? Bears repeating. Number one, you're going to use it with your centers of influence. It helps them. The way you present it is You've been very helpful to our practice. You've referred several people to us who've become really good relationships. We've put together an overview of our practice. If you ever have the opportunity to come across people who you think would benefit from our practice, I wanted you to be able to specifically describe what we do. I didn't do that very smoothly, but you get the thought process there. You use it with prospects. You've made a great presentation, you know, multicolor bar graphs, pie charts, all that stuff, and you say, we've talked about a lot here today. I'm leaving a copy of what we discussed. I also leave in a one-page overview of our practice. We thought it was important that you know who we are, what we believe, what you can expect from us, and what we expect from you. What a strong, strong way to close an appointment. And then you use it with your existing clients. We've put together an overview of our practice. We've done it for a couple of reasons. Number one, if you're looking at this someday and we're disappointing you versus what we say we're going to deliver, we would consider it an extreme compliment if you would call us, let us know, so we can address the situation. Also, we wanted you to have this. In case you came across people who you think would benefit from our practice, you would know specifically how to describe what we do. This is a really powerful piece of paper to be able to say, we want you to know what we believe, what you can expect from us, and what we expect from you. I mean, what a powerful thing to say. We don't take business from everyone. We do what we do. This is what you can expect. Very, very powerful. You put it on really nice paper, not copy paper. You put it on nice paper, and you're ready to go. Any questions on that?
And you mentioned adding one sentence about simplification. So I'll send you an example of three things I possibly found. You can look at them and let me know your thoughts.
Okay. I just know my life. I mean, I got a lot. I thought things would slow down when I retired. They really haven't. I just love simplification. Send those to me and I'll get them right back to you. I didn't write it down,
okay.
So I forgot it. Not unusual for me. Write it down.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, let's go with. I sent you the planning matrix. That, folks, I'm not going to watch the clock. You tell me when you have to go. All right.
Okay.
All right. If you need to leave before 9:30, I get that. Let's look at the planning matrix. In my notes, I have that we have not touched on this. Have you seen this? I've sent you this before, but I don't think we've discussed it.
We have not.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. I ask you early on to segment your practice. That's getting your practice down to its core. Now I want you to segment your planning. I want your planning brand to be, I'll put it this way. You meet with a client, a prospect, and you talk about your planning-based practice. And she says, well, I've already got a plan. Your response is terrific. I'm glad to hear that. I'd like to ask you two questions about your plan. Number one, how often is it revisited? A lot of plans are completed. They go on the shelf, and it's just kind of like you've checked that one off. I want plans in your practice to be living, breathing things, not a book on a shelf. Ms. Jones, I'm glad you've done the planning. Let me ask you a couple questions. First is, how often is your plan revisited? And she doesn't know the answer to that. The second question is, has it been fully implemented? We had a real, Merrill Lynch was on top of planning a long, long time ago. A lot of plans were done for the right reasons, but sometimes FAs focused on the asset side of the balance sheet and never got around to other important things, getting wills updated. Getting insurance policies put into a life insurance trust, all the things that a fully implemented plan does. It's my belief that you're going to feel an FA feels better about asking those two questions if he's doing those things himself. So, however, you see what I'm talking about, how powerful those two questions are. All right, now, how do you make sure that you're getting those things done in your own practice? Well, I've put clients in four categories, and I'm not going to read all the verbiage here, but what I've given you is a category, action steps, and possible conversations. So the first category is people who have an up-to-date plan. You can read the action steps there. And a possible conversation. Mr. Anderson, there are several items in your plan that I'd like to discuss. Category two, people who have a plan that has not been revisited within the past year. The way I would like for you to be able to describe your planning, how often is your planning revisited? It's revisited annually, or if something, an event happens that requires it to be revisited, a death, an inheritance, a retirement, so on and so forth. So you revisit your plans once a year, or if events dictate that it is revisited. So people who have a plan, but it isn't up to date. It hasn't been revisited. It may be up to date, but it hasn't been revisited. The third category, clients who have declined to engage in the process. You've had people who said no. Right, Howard?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't bring it up. It's in their best interest. You don't pound it over the head with it. Do you all charge for planning?
No, we do not.
Okay, so Ms. Schott, we've discussed a financial plan in the past. A plan is part of what our clients receive for being part of the practice. I still feel it's important and would like you to reconsider. We have a way of getting the process started with a short questionnaire. So just because they said no doesn't mean that on a regular basis you don't respectfully go back and mention it again. That's all that's saying is it's important to you. You're not beating them over the head, just saying I think it's important that you do this. The list of people who have died without a will, I mean, it's, you know, Elvis, Joe Robbie, all those folks. It's so important that people have a plan, which you, a lot of times includes getting the will updated. And then the fourth category are clients who have no plan. You've never talked to them about it. You just haven't done it. Now, Scott, do you see how this keeps your planning fresh?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The way that you all are going to be able to make sure a plan is implemented is you're talking to your clients on a monthly basis. You don't ever have to worry about non-review topics for people who have gone through the planning process, because there are usually things that need to get done, and part of what you do is you hold people accountable. I did financial planning. I moved a lot with Merrill Lynch. I did financial planning in three cities with really good estate planning attorneys. Never once, not once, did one of those people call me to check and make sure that I had made the changes they had suggested. Do you see how valuable you all can be with your clients, making sure, following up with them and making sure that the plan is getting implemented? Ms. Jones, part of what we did in planning, we suggested that you get your life insurance out of your name and into a trust, so it gets outside of, it's not in your estate. And you got to get that done to start the clock ticking at 3 years. Is that still the case? It takes 3 years to get it out of your estate?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. So do you see the value you bring there, Scott?
Well, yeah, I mean, Rob, just a quick side, and I have to excuse myself because I'm hitting the road and they'll finish. But I have a 3 o'clock meeting this afternoon for a client's significant other who we did a financial plan with about 4 months ago, and meeting her this afternoon. I pulled out the plan and reviewed it prior to the meeting and to follow up to make sure she's done her side of her action items, which are kind of out of our control, increasing her contributions to a 401k plan and a couple of little ancillary things that she's doing on her own. And again, it's a perfect thing. Have topic subjects other than the other normal review, and pull right out of financial plan as follow up items that we discovered from our meeting, you know, 3-4 months ago. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I just think about adding to your brand, Scott, and credibility. You holding her accountable to increase her 401k contributions, when that does absolutely nothing for you directly compensation-wise,
right?
That really sends a strong message. You're not just interested in what directly leads to you getting more compensation. You're taking care of this person no matter where her assets are. So
right.
Here's what I would ask you. Next week is the 12th week. We go to monthly thereafter. So I'm going to ask you to, what I'd like for you to do is to look at this planning matrix and tell me how many people are in each category.
Okay.
That's going to be the first step. Now, Scott, you got to head out now?
Yeah, I'm heading out, yeah.
All right. One other thing, let me go over one other thing, Howard. You got a couple more minutes?
Yeah, Tricia and Peter are here.
Okay. All right, I sent you another document. It says, what can you learn from your best clients?
Yeah.
All right, here's what I would like you to do also. I'd like you to do 20 clients. If you don't get to 20, do whatever you can get done. If you get 5 done, that's fine. And if you would share this with Scott, I want to know the answer to these 7 questions by client. Now, give, pick one client in your mind, Howard. Somebody, a good client, somebody that you're close to. Got that person in mind?
Sure.
Okay. What's the person's first name?
Marty.
Okay. I'm not going to read the questions. Answer question number one as it regards Marty. What's
from my dad, friend of the family for 50 years.
Okay. So the number is I knew the client socially before they became a client?
Yep.
All right. All right. Longevity?
More than 10.
All right. What's the status of Marty's planning?
Yeah, so this will be an interesting one. She's done the planning with her attorney. It's a huge family business outside of me, but I've not done it.
Okay. So what's the answer to number three?
I would probably say up to date, but being implemented, I don't think it's fully implemented as far as I can tell.
All right. Number four.
I'm an only financial advisor. She obviously has other accountants and attorneys and stuff like that, but I'm the only financial advisor she has.
Number five.
It's up to date because we just did some changes last year to some titling of her trust.
Okay. Terrific. Number six.
She would probably say financial advisor, I'm guessing.
All right. Number seven.
She has not given me a referral in the last 12 months.
All right. Have you asked her for a referral in the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. As many people as you can get, you know, if you just get five, I can make a – if you get five done – We can still do the exercise. Closer you get to 20, the more valuable the exercise will be. And again, if you would share that with Scott. Now, I have one other thing that I would like to touch on, another acquisition strategy. Do you have time for me to just briefly roll that out?
Sure.
All right. Give me a niche in your practice. Doctors, lawyers, accountants, corporate executives. Pick one niche.
Doctors. Radiologists.
Okay. How many radiologists do you have?
Six.
Wow. All right. Why do you like working with that? Do you like working with that group?
Very much.
Give me three reasons. They don't have to be the right reasons. I mean, you might, if you had time to think about this, you might come up with another three. But just what jumps out at you?
They're really good at delegating.
Yeah.
They let us do it all. They tell us everything. They're great savers. They all make a boatload of money, but they all spend less than they make. They're easy to work with. They're good people. They're nice. They're courteous. They listen. You know, it's that whole story that, you know, like people travel with like people, and so one refer to the other and just good people.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to write down. Good at delegating, great savers, and they listen. Again, you might adjust those three before this is finalized. One of the ways that you influence people, and I'm not talking about manipulation here. I'm talking about influence people, is ask for their advice. If I said to you, Howard, Rob Knapp and I are always trying to make Supernova better. Do you have a minute to give us some advice on what you liked, what you didn't? There's no way you could take that any other way but as a compliment. What I'm saying to you is I value your advice. You on board with that?
Yeah.
So you go to the radiologist, and you say, do you have a minute to give me some advice? And this is a tag on conversation. This isn't a call that needs to stand on its own. Do you have a minute to give me some advice? Well, Howard, yeah, I'd be happy to give you some advice. I would like to add more radiologists to my practice. You all are good at delegating. You're great savers, and you listen to what we talk about. Here's the advice part, Doc. If you were me, how would you go about getting in front of more radiologists? Got it?
I'm getting close. Hold on. Okay.
Give me the first name of your best relationship who's a radiologist.
Robert.
Robert, you have a minute to give me some advice. Howard, I'd love to give you some advice. What do you need? Well, I would like to add more radiologists to my practice. You all are good at delegating. You listen to our ideas, follow our advice, and you're great savers. I really enjoy dealing with radiologists. Here's the advice part. If you were me, how would you go about getting in front of more radiologists? And then you shut up. And if the radiologist says, well, Howard, I hear what you're asking. Nothing's coming to mind right now, but I'll think about it. You say, well, thanks for doing that. Just know we're never too busy to help people like you. And you're out of the conversation. When you ask for his advice, that's a compliment. You're not calling up and saying, hey, you got any other radiologists I ought to be talking to? No. You ask for their advice. You have reasons you like working with that niche, and you ask how you could get in front of more radiologists. You're not asking, you're just asking for advice. Does that sound like something that you would be comfortable with?
100%. I always ask for people advice how to get better. So yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. The VIPSA we've talked about, when people give you compliments or recognize your value, then you know what to say. That's a little reactive. But with the niche expansion conversation, that's totally under your control. You're not gonna ask that every time you see someone, but it's effective. At least they know you're open for new business. Now, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish.
In the blue folder, second page of the first part of your blue folder, you've got that referral page, and you just write in there, talk to Dr. Smith, ask the niche expansion question, going to get back to me, whatever. You want to make sure you know when you had that conversation. Time goes by in a hurry, and you want to make sure that you're consistently having those types of conversations. And again, that can be, let's say that doctor compliments you 6 months from now, and you could maybe go back to the conversation. Well, thank you for saying that, Doc. We're really pleased to offer that type of service. You know, we talked about this last March or last April. We love working with people like you. You see how when you write all this stuff down, Howard, you can refer back to it?
Yeah, yep.
All right, you were going to say something, and I interrupted you.
You clarified it. I was going to say I want to put that in my notes of when I did that conversation. So, you know, it's time. There's a lot of time in between the next time it happens. So you said it.
Yeah, yeah. And you also want to do that because as you're preparing for a meeting and you go to that and you always want to review that referral page, if it's
right.
blank, you just got to be going to that. Looking for the opportunity. All right, so homework for next time. The number of folks in each of those planning categories and as many of the what you can learn from your best clients, those seven questions, as many as you can do, up to 20.
Fair enough. Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.